Welcome to the Unit Care Services podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners and managers. So you're thinking of buying a unit. Is that an investment or a home? And what are the traps that new unit owners often encounter? Let's chat with Unit Care Managing Director, Gordon Russell. Gordon Russell, supposing I was thinking about investing in a unit, what should I as a potential unit owner be thinking about?
Homework. You need to do your research. So assuming you've got your finance in place and you're looking to go ahead with this, you're entitled to and should demand what are called the search documents for community and for strata titles, and these are legislated, so you should be getting a copy of them from your real estate agent or your conveyancer. And you don't actually have to sign up to get these. You can simply request them and you're entitled to them. You're also entitled to go and actually have a look at the records for the body corporate as well. But firstly, the search documents. So they give you the last 2 years' worth of meeting minutes, including committees and general meetings. They also tell you about the financial status of the group, how much money they've got in the bank, if there's going to be any special calls. So maybe the painting's coming up and they're looking at raising a levy, or maybe there's been an emergency, the sewers have broken down and they're raising money in the next couple of weeks, so that you know what you're getting into. So you should get a financial statement as well. So it'll tell you all the money that's been expended in income and arrears and all those sorts of things. More especially the articles of the bylaws. Now these are the house rules, you might call them, and they are enforceable in many cases. So what you have to do with garbage, noise, what you're allowed to build and not build. So putting in air conditioners, awnings, we've talked about those before. The insurance policy, really important. Good to see a copy of the certificate, and you should get a certificate with it. If you don't, then you need to ask for it. So you need to who it's insured with, how much it's insured for. And insurance, you need to bear in mind that you don't own the common property. So the insurance will be for the common property. And in terms of a strata title unit, if that's what you're looking at, that will cover the building and fixtures. Say your unit two, so it'll be the building and fixtures cover for unit two. It's not about what the retail value is. So what you might be buying it for $300,000, but the insurance might be for $200,000, because it only costs $200,000 to replace it because you're not buying the land. So just be a bit careful, not confusing sale value versus replacement value. Sometimes replacement value can be more.
Now, I specifically said that I was a potential investor in a unit. Is it any different if I'm intending to buy a unit as an owner and live in that unit?
Well, often people come with expectations when they live in a unit. One of them might be they want to keep their cat. So you need to make sure that the bylaws or articles or policies of the group enable you to keep your pet. And if so, under what sort of conditions? And if they don't, then you need to be asking permission to keep them. In community titles, where you end up without one unit in, well, actually, community titles, if the bylaws don't say you have to get permission for a pet or pets aren't allowed, then you can have a pet. But bear in mind, the bylaws will also talk about noise and nuisance. So you could find yourself with a, you know, my dog never barks, but when you leave, of course, it does. And then you get lots of complaints, and then you can get fines, and then they can actually go to court and get the dog removed. So just be thoughtful about that, what your needs are there. People often go into a unit and decide to do lots of things. So they might decide, oh, I'm going to roll the door on the carport, I'll put an air conditioner in, I'll put the awnings up. And they're so excited about being in there that they go ahead and do these things without reading the documents, and without asking permission, and then all hell descends on them. And that's not a good start to being an owner-occupier in a strata or community title group.
Let's go back to the basic problem of raising finance for a unit buyer, particularly in context of an investor in a unit. Mm. Anything that a potential investor should be looking out for when it comes to raising the money to actually buy a unit?
Don't buy off the plan. Don't buy off the plan.
Now, that you have your very serious face on there. Is there a story behind that?
I've seen too many times, and we're seeing this with Opal, of course, in Sydney at the moment, the Opal Tower. And apartments have become very sexy to buy into. There's a whole lot of issues around apartments generally, but the risk is well, we know you'll have lots of building faults. Some of them may be, you know, just wear and tear, you know, the doors stick or whatever else happens to be, minor stuff. But we've seen cases where balconies haven't been installed properly, so water gets into the unit. You know, I've seen balconies where water was poured into the unit below. And that's just plain poor construction or failure to follow the plans to allow for proper drainage. But so you can end up in courts. We've had one where we just caught it. They came to us at year 9.5, and the High Court negligence rules mean that you can sue somebody for negligence up to 10 years after the event. In this case, the pavers, $70,000 worth of them, were laid on fines, which is rubbish, basically. There was no gravel. There was no how you lay a road properly. None of that was there. And so I walked onto the property at night to go to this meeting where they appointed us. The pavers clinked underneath you. You felt very unsteady on your feet. And it was quite dangerous. That took 2 years going through the courts to get that builder to reimburse them the money, because they had to do the work. You couldn't say, well, the builder's got to fix it, we're not going to raise the money. The corporation, the body corporate, the owners are jointly and severally responsible for safety on that property, and they had to pull them all up and relay them. So builders will often cut corners, in our experience. If you're going to buy into a group, my suggestion, rule of thumb, would be wait 5 years. Don't buy off the plan. Banks will be happier with you too. There's been a whole lot of problem with buying off the plan and then finding out that the bank says, well, actually the asset isn't worth what they said it was, and so you need to tip more money in. The bank doesn't want to be exposed so much. I imagine banks now are a lot more nervous after the Opal experience and other experiences interstate. They are cautious about loaning money to investors generally because that's been tightened up. So they want to see more cash on the table from the investor. Go modest. Buy into something that's been established for some years. Isn't, you know, they look after the place, but it could be, you know, 20, 30 years old, out in the suburbs, doesn't have a whole lot of on costs. So just one of the things about buying into apartments is they've got lifts to look after. So, you know, after 10 years, you start having to put some substantial money into replacing the lift or refurbishing the lift. There's all the electronics, there's security these days. There's a whole lot of building management systems, which are complicated. And we've found some of them are putting in car stackers. So these are electronically controlled hydraulics that actually lift your car up and enable another one to go underneath. When they go wrong, you've actually got to get somebody from Melbourne these days because they've stopped locally supporting them. So, you know, it all looks very sexy. And one of the things about apartments, especially in the city, is they become heat zones that you get. We end up with so much built form around.
Heat sinks.
Heat islands. Heat islands, yeah, heat sinks. So you end up with the noise. You want to open your windows. There's the heat outside. It doesn't get cool. I've lived in an apartment in the city. In summer, it just doesn't cool down. And it becomes pretty intolerable. And then there's the noise inside and all those things that people find when they move into an apartment. So just be very cautious and perhaps talk to the people who already live there.
Something that not only applies to buying an apartment, but taking up anything new that's going to change your life. Is there a try before you buy option? Are you able to actually dwell in the place overnight or experience what it's like to live there before you exchange your money?
Well, you could find out if there's an Airbnb apartment or unit available. I suppose you could try that for a few days. I hadn't really thought about try before you buy. And we do that with the relationships, of course.
Some of us, obviously.
But in terms of building, yes, people get very emotional. For somebody who's looking to invest, I'd really recommend you get a good accountant and talk to them before you actually do the investment.
And is it currently a good time to buy in, or would people be advised to wait and see if conditions improve? What's the market like out there?
Well, the stats I've been seeing is that Adelaide's good. I think it's gone up about 2%. What happens in Adelaide, in my experience over the last 30 years, is that we tend to rise gently and go into a bit of a plateau for a while and then rise gently. In the 90s, we had a really, early 90s, we had a really flat plateau. Things just didn't sell, but they didn't go backwards in value in a big way. We're not having the Melbourne-Sydney experience. We're not going backwards at this point. So if it makes economic sense to buy in, don't expect large capital gains. If you're an investor, make sure it works economically, that the rent you're getting in will cover your costs and a bit more. Set up your mortgage properly. Be careful about interest only. loans, because they'll hit you eventually. You'll have to pay principal as well, and you'll have the full mortgage to pay at that point. So as I said before, go and talk to your accountant before you actually become an investor. Keep the emotion out of it. If you're going to be an owner-occupier, go and talk to the other tenants in the place. Find out what it's about.
Gordon Russell, thank you very much.
Bless you. Thanks.
There's a fact sheet for new unit buyers available from the Unit Care Services website, as well as other podcasts and fact sheets on all kinds of issues of interest to unit owners and managers. Go and have a look, and until next time, I'm Paul Willis. Stay safe.